This is Capital Insider, an insider's guide to Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, Democrats have picked up two legislative seats in special elections, one in the House, one in the Senate.
That's correct. It's the second time we have seen Democrats come out strong in special elections. If you look back to 2015 now, they've won four of the last five special elections. In this case, Karen Gaddis won the House District 75 seat up in the Tulsa area, and Michael Brooks won the Senate District 44 seat in South Oklahoma City. Both of them will be reporting to the Capitol when the legislative session starts in February.
Why have Democrats done well in special elections?
You know, special elections are sort of unique animals. They come at a time away from the other elections. And I think what has happened to a certain extent is that these type of elections become very responsive to the issues of the moment. I've heard from some voters in Senate District 44, for example, that the budget, which failed to get approved as many had wanted during the legislative session, was a really big issue. The absence of a teacher pay raise in that budget. And a number of issues like that that you and I talked about between February and May were at the forefront of those discussions and helped bring Michael Brooks to win that race.
And also, it probably did not hurt the two candidates that won, that the races that they were involved in were in seats that were vacated by members of the legislature, Ralph Shorty in the Senate, who left because of child prostitution charges, and Dan Kirby in the House, who resigned during a sexual harassment investigation.
I believe that's very true. Their past actions probably stain the party's name to a certain extent and makes it difficult for those carrying their party's banner then to win, particularly in an election that takes place relatively quickly. Remember, former Senator Shorty resigned only in March of this year, and here we are in July selecting his replacement.
Also, turnout is much, much lower in special elections.
Oh, definitely true. As another reporter pointed out, if all of his Twitter followers had voted for him, he would have won the House District 75 election.
The Attorney General's office has filed a response in the tobacco cessation fee legal challenge and has made a novel legal argument.
Yes, the Attorney General's office is arguing that the tobacco cessation fee was a policy decision rather than a revenue-raising decision. In particular, what they point to is the state's Oklahoma Health Improvement Plan and its long history of trying to decrease smoking and using taxes and fees associated with the purchase of cigarettes as a way of doing that. If you look back, and this is not in the Attorney General's filing, but I looked back at our own reporting from nearly a year ago. The State Board of Health held a joint meeting with the Oklahoma City County Board of Health and the Tulsa County Board of Health, which they do every year to talk about the upcoming year's legislative agenda. When they met almost a year ago, there was only one item on their legislative agenda, and that was increasing the tax on cigarettes, $1.50 per pack, in order to decrease smoking in the state.
But then again, in the last year and a half, legislators have been talking about raising the tobacco tax, the cigarette tax, in order to raise money.
That's exactly true.
We talk a lot about the state budget. There's an interesting report out that actually says that Oklahoma's budget is among the best in the nation. There has to be a backstory here.
That's exactly right. The Mercato Institute reported on Wednesday that Oklahoma had the seventh most sustainable budget in the United States. But you have to look at the backstory there, and that is that that is based on fiscal year 2015 data. That was the first of several years that the state faced a series of revenue shortfalls. That year, it was only $188 million. The next year, however, it was $611 million, then $1.3 billion. And of course, coming into this year's budget, lawmakers and the governor were looking at making up a deficit of $878 million. Perhaps the irony is that all of the reasons we are pointed to as having a strong budget in FY 2015 have turned against us and are now the reasons that our budget will probably rank much lower in a couple of years when they look at the FY 17 or FY 18 budget.
And that's Capital Insider. We want to answer your questions about Oklahoma politics and policy. Email your questions to news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter @KGOU News. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.